Two Pooscoopy teenagers are heroes today after rushing to the rescue of an RCMP officer in a burning vehicle. Caden McGowan and Tanner Merrick's heroics happened on Tuesday night, and they both join us by phone this morning. Good morning, Caden.
How's it going?
Good, good. How are you there, Tanner?
Good, how are you?
Great. Caden, let's start with you. What happened?
Well, me and Tanner were sitting in my house eating supper, and I could hear, we both heard this diesel truck from a while away. We could hear it just roar, and then it flew past my house, just flying with the cops, like, right behind it. You could hear sirens and the cops and flying by. And then about 30 seconds later, the power went out, so me and Tanner both knew somebody hit a pole or took out the power line somehow. So we rushed up there, and when we got there, there's a cop car, a cop SUV, on its side, like up against the power pole, and there's a little fire in the engine compartment. So our first thing that we wanted to do is just get the officer out of the car as fast as we could. So we ran over, and we were yelling at him and pounding on the cab, and we didn't hear anything. So Tanner hopped up on top, and we started prying open the door, and we could hear some mumbling at this point. By the time we got the door open, he started crawling out himself. Tanner gave him a hand getting out, and then he got out, and me and Tanner got at the front of the car and started throwing snow on the fire, trying to get it out. And we got it put out, and then the officer, he had a fire extinguisher by that point, and he sprayed the car to make sure it was done burning.
And Tanner, what was going through your mind during this time, like from the time you ran out of the house to the time you were throwing snow onto this police vehicle?
Just get up there as quick as I could and, like, see if he was okay. I don't know. Was a little shocked at first when the power went out, like, knowing that someone was up there and they had an accident.
Tanner, some people, if the power went out, they would just think to themselves, oh, I'll wait until BC Hydro issues a statement, or I'll just wait and see how long the power goes out. What motivated yourself and Caden to go out and see what happened and see how you could help?
Well, we knew someone hit the power line because they were going up the road, and at the top of the road it's a 90-degree corner, so we're thinking someone blew the corner and hit the power line, and it was just, I don't know, thought of the moment, get up there and see if anyone's hurt or if we can help.
And Caden, what was going through your mind as you approached the scene and saw this flipped over police car on fire?
Right when I seen it, I was really shocked. I thought that it was the truck that hit the pole. So I was really shocked that there's a police car on its side on fire. So first thing that we did is hop out of the truck and ran right over to the car. And it just shocked both of us, I think. But when we got the officer out, we were pretty happy he was okay because the cab was crushed in pretty badly and the hood, everything was ripped right off the car. It was in really rough shape.
And how did the officer look?
The officer, he didn't look too scratched up or anything. I've heard he's still in the hospital, but I haven't talked to him since. He looked really shook up when it happened.
Did he say anything to you when he crawled out of the car?
Yeah, he said he thanked us for helping him out and stuff, and then shortly after, all the other police cars showed up, and he hopped in one of them, so we didn't really get to talk to him much after that.
Well, I have some good news for you. We heard from Corporal Dave Tyerman that the officer involved suffered minor injuries and he has been released from the Dawson Creek Hospital. I'm wondering, Tanner, how would you like to be recognized for this extraordinary event of heroics?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know how to answer that, honestly. Like,
do you feel like you need any recognition?
Not a whole bunch. I mean, it's kind of nice, but I don't feel like I need a whole bunch of recognition for it.
When you told your parents what happened, what did they say, Caden?
They're both really shocked and surprised and happy that we got to the scene and helped the officer as fast as we did. And, yeah, they're just happy that we got there in time.
This story is spreading like wildfire on social media. We've got it posted on our CBC website. How do you feel about all of this attention you're getting?
It's kind of crazy. It is crazy, to be honest. I didn't expect any of this to happen. I was just really happy I could help somebody out, and I'm still happy that he's fine and has minor injuries.
Well, Caden, congratulations to you. Tanner, you as well. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Caden McGowan and Tanner Merrick both live in Pouce Coupe, and that's where you might see them patrolling the roads looking to help out. And as I mentioned, we did hear back from the RCMP, and Corporal Dave Tierman says the officer involved did suffer minor injuries. He was checked out at the hospital in Dawson Creek and later released. And you can see the full story on our Facebook page. You can find it at Daybreak North. You can also find it on our news site, cbc.ca/BC. In the meantime, we want to know about a heroic act you have experienced. Perhaps you have been rescued yourself or been part of a rescue mission. We'd love to hear all about it. You can give us a call on our listener line, 1-866-340-1932. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at Daybreak North, or send us an email, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.